Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
We're back live at Prescott High School, getting ready for the boys contest. The DeSales boys, who've won four in a row, after having a stretch where they kind of had, well, they had a loss to Moses Lake Christian in the Christmas Classic, who is Moses Lake Christian team who's ranked number two in the state and has only lost one game. And then starting with that loss, it was loss, win, loss, win, loss. But those three losses, Moses Lake Christian ranked number two, one loss for Moses Lake Christian now. They were undefeated at the time. Their only loss to Liberty Christian. The Irish boys lost to Liberty Christian, who's undefeated and ranked number one. And the Irish boys lost a two-point game up at the Wenatchee tournament to Tulalip Heritage, who is also ranked in the top 10. So the Irish have three losses on the season, all the very good teams. They sit at 7-1 in the Southeast 1B Great Division in second place. And it's going to be a great race down the stretch in the league standings. Liberty Christian undefeated at 9-0. The Irish will go to Richland next Tuesday. Sunnyside Christian, they're 6-2. They are in third place. Their only losses in league play to DeSales and Liberty Christian. And they haven't lost since playing DeSales actually they did lose to Tri-City Prep the other night. Tri-City Prep, a 2B school, is very good. But Sunnyside Christian, just a game behind DeSales, and that will be an Irish opponent next Friday. So DeSales boys look to have a big, big advantage tonight with Prescott being winless on the season at 0-14. But looking ahead to next week, Monday, home game against Walla Walla Valley Academy. Tuesday, at Liberty Christian, the number one team in the state, undefeated heading into this weekend's play. And then next Friday, Sunnyside Christian, who's lost just three games all year. They come to town on Friday. And then the Irish finish up against a very athletic Touche team that can score a lot of points. You might score a lot, but they're going to score a lot. And so a big week next week for the Irish boys, and hopefully they can get a tune-up here against the winless Tigers, a win and no injuries, get a lot of guys in the ballgame, get some confidence built up. We'll take a break. We'll be back with a closer look at how the two teams have played recently. You're listening to Irish Boys Basketball on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com. And then make some noise. Go Irish! Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community. In print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live as the Irish boys continue to warm up directly my below my vantage point in the balcony area, and wearing their forest green road uniforms with the Vegas gold numbers. Tigers have the shooting shirts and shooting pants on, white, trimmed in blue and gold, so I'm guessing that's the same color their uniforms will be. But they look good down there at the other end. And as I watch the teams warm up and watch the guys on the sideline over with the coaching staff, DeSales has two players over there in their warm-up vests, but in street clothes. Malachi Raymond, a 6'2 junior, will not suit up for this one. Malachi, and along with all the whole team, has been illness quite a bit lately, and then some minor injuries. If this was like a postseason game or a got-to-win game of some kind, I'm guessing he would be suited up. Manning Filan, who's been dealing with some nagging injuries as well, and Coach Wood are going to try to let them get healthy, because I've mentioned that big week next week, four games next week, Monday, Tuesday, Friday, and Saturday, and those games on Tuesday and Friday at Liberty Christian on Tuesday, undefeated, ranked number one, and then Friday, Sunnyside is at DeSales, and they are a game behind the Irish in the boys' standings and ranked number eight in the state. Irish, they're ranked number six. So a couple players getting some rest, and then Jason Guest, a 5'10 senior, he is not available tonight either. So the Irish shorthanded on the roster, theoretically, shouldn't make a lot of difference, as the Prescott Tigers are winless on the season under head coach Jay Potts. They played Wednesday at Touche, lost that ball game 89-35. Touche has some very gifted offensive players on their team. They can put a lot of points up. The Irish boys played Tuesday against the number two team from the Southeast 1B Wheat Division. So we got the Grape Division and the Wheat Division of the Southeast 1B. The two divisions will meet the first week in February for what we call the league tournament to see who advances to district. And it was a battle of the number two teams in the Grape, being DeSales, and the Wheat, being Oaksdale. And it was all DeSales, the Irish all over the Nighthawks, 64-36. Very consistent defensive effort. Coach Wood got everybody in the ball game. 10 players scored points. But they continue to do the Irish struggle to finish shots inside. And just the offensive flow of the game was never great for the Irish boys. But they get the convincing win over the number two team from the Great Division, 64-36. So it seems like the main power in our league is in the Great Division. Garpow leads their division with a 9-0 league record. 10-0 league record, and 11-4 overall. They're ranked number 11. The DeSales, you look at the standings on the boys, at Liberty Christian, undefeated, ranked number one in the state. DeSales, 7-1 in the division, 11-3 overall, ranked number six in the state. Sunnyside Christian, 6-2 overall, 12-3 overalls, in third place at 6-2, ranked number eight in the state. And Touche at 5-5 right now is the fourth place team, and they're ranked 16th. Which is ahead of everybody in the Grape Division in the state rankings except for Garpow. So the Grape Division, on paper, a very, very strong division. And the Irish boys, with one league loss, will try to get some momentum going here, get some guys healthy-er or healthy-ish by not playing them tonight, that being Malachi Raymond and Manning Filan. Jason Guess is also not available for this ball game, and we'll see how the Irish get through this one and get into next week, a big week, the final week of the regular season. We'll be right back for Starting Lineups on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox, or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Thinking of your financial goals might feel easy, but do you have a trusted, experienced partner to help you make your plans a reality? Financial advisor Nick Lyons has the experience, knowledge, and integrity to guide you. Backed by the resources of D.A. Davidson, Nick offers solutions tailored to your situation. Call Lyons Investment Planning today at 509-526-5755. An advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
Hopper Specialty Meats offers traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and all priced to be great values. Stop by and check out our newly stocked European mustards and pickles, California olive oil, and Louisiana Cajun hot sauces. You can also visit the recently opened Goodness Botanicals and the Rose Street Co-Kitchen right next door. Hopper Specialty Meats in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Well, we're in the final minute of the warm-up period. Both teams have gone to their bench areas. Try to look through this glass backboard at Coach Jay Potts' group that's sitting on the bench over there. Trying to get the starters. Scott Lopez is sitting over there. He'll start for them. Number 5 is going to start. I can see his number as well. Scott Lopez, a 5'10 junior. He had 14 points when these teams met at DeSales on December 17th. The game, the Irish won 79-33. Won that one certainly very handily. Also starting for them, it looks like Bryden Foster, a 5'9" sophomore. He had 2 points when we last met. Number 1 is starting. That's Matthias Arazo, a 5'9" sophomore. He had 11 the last time these teams played. Coach Wood, as they start sliding around with their huddle, I'll try to peek down and see their lineup. Spencer Green is sitting down, ready to go. Looks like Jackson Gazelle sitting on the bench as well, meaning he'll start. And looks like Cohen Wood is going to start, and Maddox Filan. And honestly, can't see. Oh, and Mateo Jimenez. So Mateo Jimenez, just a freshman, 6-foot freshman. He came in up at that Wenatchee tournament against Tulalip Heritage, and we just weren't playing very well. I think we were down double digits, and he just was so aggressive and got after it. And then the other Irish said, hey, we can't let the freshmen show us up. So everybody kind of upped their level of play after that. And we ended up losing the ball game, but we came back and lost by 2. We had a chance to take a lead a couple times towards the end of the ball game. There we go. Number 4. I couldn't see him. Martin Burgos, a 6-foot sophomore, will start for Prescott. Still can't see the 5th starter for them. There we go. No, I already got Bryden Foster. So we've got Spencer Green out there, 5'10 senior. He's been announced. 10 points the last time these teams played. Spencer, 13 points against Oaksdale. Cohen Wood, the 6-foot junior, will start. Cohen, 8 points the last time these played. Teams played. Maddox Filan, the 5'9 senior, has been announced as a starter. He had 10 points the last time these teams played. And then Mateo Jimenez has come out now. And Mateo, a 6-foot freshman, 9 points the last time these teams played. And then Juca Beckman will be the 5th starter for Prescott, a 5'8 sophomore, had 2 points the last time these teams played. So Prescott starters. In review, they're a very young team. They've got 2 seniors who were listed on the roster from when they came down to the sales on the 17th. No rosters available here at Prescott, so I just went with the same roster. But neither one of those listed seniors played on December 17th, and they're not looked like they're on the bench here. So they'll start Arazo, a sophomore, Burgos, a sophomore, Foster, a sophomore, Beckman, a sophomore, and Lopez, a junior. So a very young team, still looking for their first one of the season, and they control the tip. And Mateus Arazo, 5'9 sophomore, will get it right wing to Foster. Irish working defensively against the Tigers at the far end of the court. They get inside to Foster. Shot off the mark, won't go. Rebound Jimenez. Head to Maddox, found to Cohen Wood. Cohen drives baseline. Cut off, ball goes off a player's leg to Spencer Green. Spencer drives in, puts it up short over the front rim, gets the ball back, and to Mendoza. And that's the kind of stuff that the Irish have been struggling with. They kick it out to Maddox Filan, though, and he hits a Hank Warden, Edward Jones three. So Spencer Green misses the finger roll over the front lip, uncontested, but he fought to get the rebound back, and then Maddox Filan opens with a three-pointer. There's a shot off the side of the backboard by Lopez. Irish with the rebound. Spencer Green quickly the other way. He gets all the way to the foul line. Nobody on him. He gets it to Cohen Wood. Kick back to Spencer. Catch and shoot three. He's got it. So the Irish open up with a couple of Hank Warden, Edward Jones threes and lead at 6-0 early. And there's a steal at half court by Green to Filan. Back to Green, and Spencer lays it in. The sales up early 8-0. And they'll keep the press on. Regardless of your opponent, you've got to work on the things that you expect out of your team. And Coach Wood, we had one visit in a post-game interview. He was very adamant. I don't know if adamant's right. Very direct in saying that we have to play more intense, more consistently intense defense. And then the other thing he said, the energy and the team chemistry and the cohesiveness of the team needs to improve. The Irish get a steal off the inbound after the basket. Now Green's got it. Gets it to Wood on the baseline, left side. 17-footer off the mark, won't go. Rebound tipped around, but Jimenez fighting with four Tigers. And we've got a whistle and a foul's going to be called. Thought they were going to call the jump ball, but Mateo did a good job of pulling the ball away from the other players. And the first foul of the game goes against the Tigers. That's Fawcett. They lob it into Wood on the inbound. He catches it and scores it without coming down. That play happened right below my vantage point. Green knocks a pass away. The Tigers retrieve it. They get in the front court. Irish up 10-0. Pass the mill, stolen by Spencer Green. Foster trying to shadow him into front court. He'll get it to Maddox Filan. To Wood in the corner. Looks at a three, won't take it. Back up to Spencer. He'll shoot the three, and he'll hit it. Timeout, Prescott. The sales up 13-0 early. Third, Hank Warden, Edward Jones three by the team. Spencer has hit a couple of them. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DaleGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves, Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Irish up early, 13-0. Prescott throws the ball on the inbound. Jimenez misses a shot as he came up the loose ball. Spencer Green keeps it alive, kicks the corner to Wood. Irish will reset. Maddox filing on the drive, kick out to Cohen Wood. Cohen on the driving line, finds Jimenez wide open underneath for the lay-in. Cohen Wood, nice assist. Mateo Jimenez with a bucket. Four of the five Irish starters have scored. There's a steal on the press by Green. His pass up court knocked out of bounds by Arazo. Nice defense by Arazo. Spencer tried to thread the needle with a bounce pass underneath. I couldn't see who it was because I have to lean out over the balcony to see the baseline below me where I will lean out now. Watch Jimenez inbound it to Jimenez. He gets it inside now to Wood. Now to Cazell driving to the basket. He's double team, kick out to Green. Left corner pass to Wood. Right below my vantage point. Three on the way, won't go. Rebound Prescott. They get it ahead to Beckman. Beckman has it knocked away. Filing with the loose ball. Irish in the force another turnover. Cazell to Wood on the drive. Shot won't go. Rebound Lopez. Lopez to Erazo. Into front court it goes to Burgos. Back to Erazo. Three on the way. Air ball goes right to Cazell. Outlet to Maddox Filan. Maddox wants to run. He will up the right sideline. Erazo trying to slow him down. Now kick out to Cazell. Swing it to Green. Wide open for three. He's got it. Third, Hank Warden, Edwards, zone three for Spencer Green. The 5'10 senior has 11 first quarter points. Irish up 18-0. Jimenez with a steal as the Tigers try to throw it in the front court to Green. Green to Filan. Maddox lays it in. Now the sales is rolling. Timeout again. Jay Potts, veteran coach of a lot of sports out here at Prescott. He's been here for many years. He's coaching his guys hard, but they are just outmatched. DeSales up 20-0. 3.5 minutes gone in this ball game. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential. But our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
Quality isn't expensive, it's priceless. This old saying is true not only for your doctor or lawyer, it's true for your auto mechanic as well. Everybody wants to work with a mechanic they can trust. That's why more and more folks are coming to us at Walla Walla Transmission on the corner of Bennett and West Rose Street. Hi, Julie Doty here. At Walla Walla Transmission, we have ASE-certified technicians with over 40 years of combined experience. We specialize in transmission service and repair, but can fix darn near anything that rolls in. Call us at 525-8710. That's 525-8710.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Prescott inbounds it. Erazo gets it in the front court. Coach Wood has some reserves in the ballgame. Cazell and Maddox Filan, two starters, are still in there. Prescott gets it down low, and Burgos scores it, and he's fouled. So DeSales has Maddox Filan and Jackson Cazell still in the ballgame as starters, but Jake Warwick, 6-foot sophomore, is in off the bench. Tice Wood, 5'10 freshman. Tice was our Dairy Queen player of the game in the win over Oaksdale with 5 points. And Tice is the guy who picked up that foul and a chance to complete the 3-point play. Free throws off the mark by Burgos. Warwick with the rebound. Now Maddox filing in the front court. Gets it to Cazell at the top of the key. Left corner, Wood. Wood goes baseline, leaves it short, way short. Air ball right to Burgos. Maddox filing steals it from him though. Gets it to Cazell up top to Wood. Now in the post to Bingham. Bingham turns, goes up strong, in and out, stays out. Rebound, Bingham gets it back, throws it to Filan. Kick out top to Cazell. Now on the cut with a pass is Wood. He loses the handle. Substitution for Prescott, Gordon Hartwig, a big physical sophomore, came into the ballgame. Shot missed by Foster, rebound Cazell. Prescott does have the 2 points. They've outscored the Irish since the timeout. It's 20-2 to sales. Warwick with it on a cut. Can't get a fine room to shoot. Kick out to Cazell. Cazell for three. He hits it. The fifth, Hank Warden, Edward Jones, 3-point field goal of the ball game. Three by Spencer Green, one by Maddox Filan, and now one by Jackson Cazell. The Irish up 23-2. Up top with it is Lopez. Lopez had 14 to lead the Tigers when these teams met back in December. He takes a shot now over the top of Wood. Shot won't go. Rebound tipped. Controlled by Cazell. To Maddox Filan. Ahead to Warwick. Warwick can't handle the pass. But Erazo comes up with the loose ball. Now to Lopez. Good hustle by Prescott. They are hustling back better. Lopez in the corner. He's trapped. Throws it out top to Erazo. Erazo on the drive. Gets all the way in the lane. Puts it up. Short rebound Cazell. Outlet to Maddox Filan. Maddox surveying the floor. The white shirts hustle back. They weren't doing that early on. In the corner now, Wood with it. Tice with a three on the way. Won't go. Rebound Lopez. Outlet to Erazo. Erazo back to Lopez. Lopez in the front court between the leg with the dribble. Does it again. Loses it. Gets it back. Pass inside. Now stolen by Cazell. Cazell in the front court. Right corner to Filan. Filan drives baseline, gets inside, shot blocked, but he's fouled by Lopez. Max will go to the free throw line and shoot two. You know, during that first timeout, I hadn't really paid a lot of attention to the crowd. Just six rows of bleachers on one side of the gym, which is on to my right as I look down the court from the balcony. To my left are the benches for the two teams. But our side of the bleachers are full, and so are Prescott's side. And, you know, I've been doing this stuff for a long time as an announcer or as a coach, and sometimes you play an opponent who would be 0-14 like Prescott, and you might have seven or eight people in the gym. Prescott really comes out and supports their kids no matter what. And Phelan hit the second free throw. And there's a shot missed by Prescott. And the Sales was up 20-2 at one point. We're still in the first quarter. And there's a shot inside by Bingham, and he's fouled. Caleb Bingham hits the shot. 11, 13, 15, 18, 21, 23, 25. Now 27 for DeSales. And Bingham's free throw's off the mark. Jimenez will get behind the defense, or inside the defense, I should say, and tip it back in. I got looking at the crowd talking about the community support here in Prescott, and I missed a basket, I think, somewhere. Irish up 29-2 on the scoreboard. Razo guides in, shot partially blocked. I think Bingham and Jimenez each got a hand on it. Now Foster will throw up a wild one, and he's fouled. I think he caught the Irish defense off guard. They had him double-teamed, and he just elevated and hucked it up there. I think it's on Spencer. Spencer Green checked in a moment ago. Yes, it is. Spencer's first. Spencer has 11 first-quarter points. And Foster misses a free throw. Prescott just the one basket so far in the ball game. Foster will try again. Second one is up and off the mark. Rebound Jimenez. Mateo outlet to Warwick in the front court to Tice Wood. Tice cut off by Razzle. Up top to Green. Wide open for three. He'll hit it. Spencer's fourth. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three of the first quarter. He's got 14 points. Minute to go in the first quarter. Irish up 32-2. Arazo in backcourt, got a screen. Now he picks up his dribble, gets it to Lopez, back to Arazo. He goes up strong in some traffic and scores it. Mateus Arazo, 5'9 sophomore. That was an athletic play. Irish run the other way, try to dump it inside to Bingham, knocked out of bounds by Hartwick. Prescott is doing a better job of hustling back on defense, but it's not helping enough, of course. Up top to Wood. Tice drives in the lane, double-teamed, has it stripped by Arazo. Loose ball picked up by Warwick. Now Green's got it. Arazo will sag off him. Now top to Jimenez. Pass to Warwick. Warwick on the drive, finds Bingham underneath, banks it in and scores. Nice assist by Jake Warwick. Nice finish by Caleb Bingham. Irish up 34-4. 23 seconds to go in the first half. Irish up by 30 points. Hartwig fires a long 18-footer. It goes about 16 and a half. Air ball goes right to Jimenez. Now Spencer Green with it will bring it up court. Prescott hustles back. Seven on the first quarter clock. Get it down low to Bingham. He banks it and he scores with 2.9 seconds to go in the first quarter. And he gets fouled, and we'll go to the free throw line. Irish up 36-4. The foul was on Hartwig. He's come in and picked up a couple quick fouls. He fouled Bingham early. Bingham's free throw is off the mark. And that'll be the end of the first quarter. DeSales ahead 36-6 after 8 minutes. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company.
Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough, insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla, L&G Ranch Supply.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live at the start of the second quarter. DeSales up 36-4. Spencer Green, Maddox Filan, Jackson Gazelle, Cohen Wood, Mateo Jimenez. The group that started the game is in there. Irish will go to Riverside Christian tomorrow. Boys only contest. Gazelle misses a 17-footer. Green with the rebound. He'll dribble it back out and reset. Kick it over to Filan. Light corner to Gazelle. Three on the way. He's got it. Rattles it home. The Irish playing very relaxed here. They've hit 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Hank Warden, Edward Jones threes. Of course, all of my stats are very unofficial. 39-4 to sales. Lopez will launch a deep one off the iron. Won't go. Long rebound. He's going to go out of bounds. Good hustle by Juca Beckman, the 5'8 sophomore. Tried to chase it down in the corner. Irish a little shorthanded. Malachi Raymond and Manning Filan both nursing some nagging injuries. Will get a rest. The Irish in front court get it to Cohen Wood. Cut into the basket. Cohen hits the shot. He's got four. Irish up 41-4. Now Foster on the right wing up top to Lopez. Lopez working on those dribbling skills out front. Maddox Filan challenges him. Now Jimenez tangles with him. Get it over to Burgos. Burgos fires a long one. Won't go. Rebound Manning. Maddox Filan into front court to Spencer Green on the right wing. The trailer now is Jimenez. Jimenez will catch it and slice down the lane and lay it in. Mateo, 6 points. Irish up 43-4. Foster gets by two Irish players. Puts one up in the lane. Won't go. Maddox Filan gets beat to the ball by Beckman. But he was standing on the end line down the far end of the court from my vantage point. Substitute for the Tigers. Foster comes out. Razzo comes in. The Irish get down court, throw it to Spencer. Nobody on Spencer. He'll hit another three. Five. Hank Warden, Edwards on three for Spencer Green. Irish up 46-4. Foster, head fake outside the arc on the right wing. Behind, step back, three-point attempt. He's got it. All right. Bryden Foster, a little shake and bake dribble, a step back and a rise and a, hits a three over Spencer Green. Irish up 46-7. They swing it to Maddox Filan. Right wing rattles it home for three. Timeout on the floor to Sales. Likes the atmosphere in the Tiger Gymnasium. The Irish have hit three Hank Warden 3-point field goals this quarter. They lead at 49-7. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM. KHSS2.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Coach Potts takes a timeout to try to slow down the Irish a little bit, down 49-7. Nick Quaddle has checked in for the Irish. 5'10 junior into the game for the first time. There's a three on the way by Foster. Won't go. Long rebound by Tice Wood. Tice Wood, Jake Warwick, Caleb Bingham, and then two new guys in there, Quaddle and Dominic Fazzari. Dominic, 5'10 sophomore. Woods pass inside for Bingham, knocked away by Lopez. Loose ball picked up out of there by Arazo. Tigers come the other way. Lopez, fadeaway 17-footer. He's got it from the right wing. 49-9 Irish. So that 40-point advantage is in effect, so I think it's running clock from right now. I'd never seen it happen in the first half. I know it's a rule in the second half. I don't know about the first half. Good passing by the Irish. They get inside to Dominic Fazzari. His shot's off the mark from the right baseline. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by DeSales. Irish take the full court pressure look off. They'll retreat and play man-to-man defense. Arazo setting the offense between the circles. Wood on him. Now right wing goes to Burgos. Up top to Lopez. Warwick on Lopez. Lopez looking for a screen. He'll take the three from behind the screen, and he hits it. Scott Lopez. Hank Ward and Edward Jones, 5'10 junior. Found a screen from Hartwig, got behind it, and hit the three. 49-12 Irish. Quaddle down low to Bingham. Bingham cross-court pass hit the sideline, or the end line below me. Well, the JV game lasted only two quarters, so some of these guys who played in the JV game are getting some more minutes. If you were with me at the start of the girls' broadcast, I got up here to Prescott, and I saw it was the first quarter of the boys' JV game. So I got plenty of time, so I'm visiting with folks in the stands, and I went and started hooking my stuff up, and it was halftime of the JV game. And then I looked down, and the girls were coming on the court to warm up, and I said, oh, they only played a half. So I had to hustle up and get on the air. And there's Jake Warwick on a baseline drive, and he stepped on the end line. So back-to-back possessions, DeSales stepped on the end line just below my vantage point. 49-12 DeSales, 3:42 to go first half. Coach Wood is coaching hard, and that's one of the things I was thinking about during that last timeout. One of the challenges in a game like this is to keep your guys focused, and every minute on the court is a chance to get better. Missed shot by Warwick from the outside. Rebound Lopez gets it to Razo. Razo pass up top goes to Burgos. Swing it to Lopez. Back to Burgos to Lopez. Right on him is Warwick. Little fadeaway off back foot. Three-pointer off the iron won't go. He's got the NBA look to his game, not this necessarily the NBA result. Okay, Wood passes it off to Quaddle. The other Irish are down in front court now, below my vantage point. Up top to Nick Quaddle. Nick, little head fake, gets it back to Tice Wood. 10 on the shot clock. Now Warwick sees the clock, gets it in the high post to Dominic Fazzari, who dumps it down low to Bingham, and he's fouled on a shot attempt. Nice job by Dominic. Caught the ball at the elbow, the left elbow as you'd face the basket, saw the shot clock, and quickly fired a pass down to Bingham. The foul is on Foster, his second, and Bingham hits the free throw. Caleb had 6 points in the first quarter, was 0 for 2 from the free throw line unofficially. He hits that one there. Irish up 50-12. Now the clock is stopped, so they must not do the running clock until the start of the second half. Second one is off the mark. Tigers with the rebound. Razo trapped as he crosses the timeline. He tries to pass out of it. Stolen by Warwick. Warwick gets it to the cutter on the right side. Nick Quaddle. Quaddle gets the bucket. Irish up 52-12. Nice pass by Warwick. Foster fires a long three out the back iron. Won't go. Bingham with the rebound. His outlet for Dominic Fazzari. Fazzari wasn't looking. Razo gets a steal. Gets it to Beckman. Beckman's shot won't go. Rebound by Quaddle, who saves it to Warwick before going out of bounds. Nice job by Nick. Tice Wood in front court to Warwick. In the block to Fazzari. Turn and shoots an air ball. Lopez runs it down. Now to Razo. Irish up 52-12. 1:52 to go first half. Lopez, shake and bake dribble out front. Warwick trying to stay with him. Still with the dribble now in the corner up to Razzo. He'll fire a three. He's got it. Matthias Razzo hits the Hank Warden Edward Jones three. The Tigers have three of those in this third quarter. They have 11 third quarter points. The Irish have scored 16 in the quarter and lead 52-15. But it's more competitive on the floor, which is nice for the fans. And the players from Prescott having some success, and the Irish reserves, who don't usually get much playing time, they're getting some varsity time as well. They practice hard. They deserve it. Dominic Fazari is going to check out of the ball game, and Ben Garcia, 5'10 junior, comes in. Irish run the inbound play down low with his Bingham. He's double teamed, kicks it back out to Warwick. Now to Garcia. Minute 12 to go, first half. Garcia turns and throws it right to Foster. Foster goes the other way. Garcia knocks it away from him, and then it goes off Foster's leg and out of bounds. Nice job by Ben. He and Dominic Fazari, it wasn't Dominic. Dominic's not even in the game. Yeah, honestly, I don't know for sure who Ben was throwing the ball to, but he threw it to the white shirt. But he hustled back and forced the turnover. Irish back into front court. Quaddle drives, slices the basket. Bingham hits him with a nice pass, and Quaddle gets fouled. Nice cut to the basket by Nick Quaddle, and nice feed by Bingham. The foul is on Foster, and Nick Quaddle will go to the free throw line. Nick scored 2 points a moment ago. Now he'll shoot a couple free throws. His first one is in and out. Nick had 5 points against Prescott back on December 17th, and it was our Dairy Queen player of the game in that one. 5'10 junior splits his time between the varsity and the JV team. Team captain on the football team. State champion football team. Nick misses them both. And the Tigers get the rebound. Lopez is in front court with it. He's scored a couple buckets here in the quarter. Defensive chant from the Irish bench. Inside a minute to go in the first half. Irish up 52-15. Lopez with it. Has it knocked away by Bingham. Goes right to Razzo. Shot clock at 8. Kick it out to Lopez. Open for 3. Out the air. Won't go. Bingham with the strong rebound. Caleb, the 6'1 junior, gets it to Tice Wood. Now the Irish can play from one shot if they choose. Coach Wood says, let's do that. Work on stuff. So Tice Wood dribbling at the top between the circles. Gets it to Garcia. Now down low to Bingham. Kick back out to Garcia. 8 on the clock. Garcia on the drive. Has it slapped away. Ball's loose. Beckman's got it for the Tigers. Okay. At half court, Quaddle steals it, and he's not going to be able to get a shot off. Nice little competitive sequence there to end the first half. The Sales boys up 52-15 at the half here in Prescott. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right. Only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Highly contagious respiratory diseases are easily transmitted from cat to cat through direct contact, through the air by sneezing or coughing, or by contact with humans if they've been close to infected cats. Infected cats can seem to have a cold or fever and may develop pneumonia. The best protection for your cat is a regular examination and a comprehensive vaccination program provided by your local veterinarian. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Hard work necessary, long days and nights required, weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier Comfort System, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's 5 divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient.
the best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
All right. It's halftime, and I think one of the part of the reason we got such a good crowd, it's a great reason, is Stephanie Hedman, the girls' coach. She has a group of elementary students, about, I count them, 22 of them, and they, every one of them's got a basketball, and they're doing a dance routine and dribbling and moving around. They have one boy dressed up in a tiger mascot costume. That's great stuff. A lot of cell phone videos going on from the Prescott half of the crowd, and that's one of the neat things about small school community sporting events. And Prescott's community is really, really struggling with their resources and some pretty significant issues about their school budget. And it's, so it's been a tough time for them, but they're enjoying things in their community right now. Great job by Stephanie Hedman, girls' head coach. Got all these kids out there having some fun. Well, the Irish boys having some fun. They score 36 first quarter points against the winless Tigers. It was 36-4 after 8 minutes. They outscore Prescott 16-11 in the second quarter. Coach Wood is resting a couple of starters, Manning Filan and Malachi Raymond, and Jason Guest, a reserve off the Irish bench, also not available. Coach Wood's gotten a lot of players in the ball game, and they are all executing well, especially the starting five. It was just no match for the Irish. Prescott just couldn't hang in there at all. 52-15 at the half. We'll be back with a look at the schedule. A busy, busy week coming up, and the Irish boys have a game tomorrow night as well. We'll talk about the schedule when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com and then make some noise. Go Irish! Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live at the half. Irish up 52-15. If you weren't with us earlier, the girls won the first half of this double-headed broadcast 61-21 to stop a three-game losing streak. They moved their division record to 5-3. They're in third place, and they're 8-8 overall. As far as schedules go, next week will be the final week of the regular season. The Irish girls will not play until next week. The DeSales boys, after this one, will play tomorrow in Yakima. The Irish boys will travel to Riverside Christian School in Yakima. That game was originally scheduled to tip off at 6 p.m. Found out today that the tip-off has been changed to 4 p.m. They notified the school today and said, hey, we don't have any officials available at 6. We can either play later or earlier. So Irish Athletic Director Coach Hazeltine and boys head coach Eric Wood said, we'll play earlier. So we'll tip off at 4 o'clock. So get home earlier from Yakima. And then a very busy week next week as the teams round out the regular season. Monday, next Monday, at home against Walla Walla Valley Academy. Girls tip off at 6, followed by the boys. Tuesday, a big one for both girls and boys squads, at Liberty Christian in Richland. Liberty Christian, the only team to beat DeSales in league play. Liberty Christian's boys are undefeated and ranked number 1 in the state. Liberty Christian's girls are in second place, 2 games ahead of the Irish heading into this weekend's play on the girls' side of things. So a big one at Liberty Christian next Tuesday. No games Wednesday or Thursday. And then next weekend, the final weekend of the regular season, DeSales plays at home 2 nights in a row. Friday, Sunnyside Christian comes to town. Sunnyside Christian has only 2 league losses on the boys' side. They lost to Liberty Christian, and they lost to DeSales. They lost to DeSales on December 20th, and they hadn't lost a game since then until they did lose a non-leaguer last weekend to Tri-City Prep. So Sunnyside Christian's boys playing very, very well. They're actually ranked in the top 10 in the state at number 8. The Irish are number 6. Liberty Christian's boys ranked number 1. So the Grape Division on the boys' side, really, really competitive. And so, and then Saturday, next Saturday, the final regular season game, senior night, I'm assuming, for DeSales, as Touche comes to the Irish gym. And Touche's boys team is very athletic. They can put a lot of points up on the board, and that should be an entertaining one to watch. So a big, big week for the Irish girls and boys. Wava Monday at home, at Liberty Christian Tuesday, and then home on the weekend against Sunnyside Christian and Touche on Friday and Saturday. And, of course, the boys at Riverside Christian tomorrow, tip off at 4 o'clock. We'll be right back with halftime stats and second half action. Listening to Irish Basketball on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Did you know that D.A. Davidson has been in business for 90 years? Behind our history is a solid balance sheet and a legacy of community involvement. We encourage our financial advisors like Nick Lyons to volunteer throughout Walla Walla and give back to the causes that matter most. When planning your future, why not work with a local firm that truly cares? Visit Nick Lyons at 102 West Main Street. Lyons Investment Planning, an advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
All right, I'm getting photobombed, or I don't know, I'm probably not using some Prescott students. They must be with the yearbook staff. They've got their camera out, and they decide to focus on me for a little bit. Fun times. Irish up 52-15 as we get ready to start the second half. Prescott's 15 points, 2 by Burgos, 3 by Foster, and then 5 each for Mateus Arazo and Scott Lopez. They hit 3 Hank Warden, Edward Jones threes in the first half, all in the second quarter. DeSales, 52 points. We'll go top to bottom. Spencer Green, 17, 4 for Cohen Wood, 10 for Maddox Filan, 6 for Jackson Gazelle, 7 for Caleb Bingham, 6 for Mateo Jimenez, and 2 for Nick Quattle. And Nick Quattle starts the second half off with a steal right below my vantage point. So Coach Wood has his second unit on the court to start the second half. Quattle, Bingham, Fazari, Wood, and Warwick. They get it to Fazari, kicking the left corner to Warwick. No, excuse me, that's Tice Wood, and Tice Wood beats the shot clock buzzer with a 3. Tice Wood, Hank Warden, Edward Jones, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, 3-point field goals for the Irish now. Spencer Green had 5 of them in the first half. Tigers in front court of the ball. They get to Razo on an inbound play from the sideline. Razo misses the shot. Rebound Warwick. In front now, Tice Wood with it. Left wing to Quattle. Quattle to Warwick to Wood. Down low on the baseline to Bingham. Finds a cutter Fazari for the lay-in. Got the ball the wing to the baseline, then Fazari went from the elbow, cut straight to the basket. He was wide open for the shot. Dominic's first basket of the ball game. Irish up 56-15. Lopez on the drive. He's wearing number 12. He's guarded by Jake Warwick, the sophomore for the Irish, number 12. He gives it off to Foster. Now to Razo. Back to Lopez. He's their guy. Warwick trying to hang with him. Fadeaway from 15 over Warwick. Shot won't go. Rebound Beckman for the Tigers to Foster. Takes a tough three. It's an air ball and saved inbounds by Burgos, but right to Tice Wood. Good defense by the Irish against the Tigers starting five. Now on the baseline to Dominic. Finds Bingham underneath. He's fouled from behind on the entry pass by Scott Lopez. So Coach Wood, I've been around Coach Wood enough to know that he's coaching his guys very hard. Don't pay attention to the score on the scoreboard. When you're in the ball game, you're just trying to get better. Inbound to Tice Wood for three on the inbound from the left wing. Won't go. Rebound tip controlled underneath by a hustling Dominic Fazari, and he's going to be fouled, I think, by Beckman. The action taking place at the far end of the court from my vantage point. Yes, it was on Juca Beckman. So Coach Wood coaching his guys up. He's right by this inbound play in the corner. Goes to Fazari. Get up top to Quattle. Right wing to Wood. Wide open for three. Off the iron won't go. Rebound tipped. Controlled by Warwick. He'll kick it back out to Tice. Tice to the right elbow. He'll take the jumper and it drops in. Hit the iron a couple times. Nice and soft and dropped in. Tice has five in the quarter. Irish up 58-15. Lopez with it. 5 minutes to go in the running clock, third quarter. Lopez shot in the lane, won't go. Rebound inside by Burgos. His shot off the mark. Fazari with the rebound. Dominic outlets it to Tice Wood. He'll walk the ball in the front court across the Tiger emblem at half court. Right corner to back to Wood. Now down low to Bingham. Bingham finds Fazari open inside. Misses the shot. Bingham with the strong rebound. His putback won't go. Fazari with the rebound. Kick to Quattle. Over to Wood. Three on the way. Won't go. Rebound Beckman. Nice shot by Bingham and Fazari on the boards. They just couldn't get the shots to fall. 58-15 to Sales. 4:20 to go in the ball game. For the third quarter, excuse me. Foster misses a long one. Rebound Fazari. Now get it to Bingham. Bingham to Tice Wood. Now Warwick. Warwick pass to the elbow for Fazari, knocked away by Razo and Beckman. Good defense by Prescott, but it went out of bounds. Last touch by Prescott. Hartwig checks in for Judah Beckman. Ben Garcia checks in for the Irish. Inbound play. They get Tice Wood. Shot from the corner. Won't go. Garcia with the rebound. Gets it back out front to Wood, and they'll reset the offense. Quattle will take a 16-footer by the left elbow. Shot won't go. Rebound by Burgos. Burgos to Lopez. Irish up 58-15. 3:22 to go. Third quarter. Arazo. Right wing pass to Foster. Quattle right on him. Now up top to Lopez. Tries to get Fazari in the air. Can't do it. Step back three over Fazari. He's got it. Scott Lopez has that schoolyard game going. His second Hank Ward and Edward Jones three. He's got 8 points. He kind of shoots that off of 1 foot, kind of fading back from no matter where he is on the court. Hit the Quattle on the left wing. Up top to Garcia. He gets inside the elbow. Nice bounce pass to Bingham for a lay-in. Ben Garcia. Nice dish inside for the assist. Caleb Bingham has 9 points. Irish up 60-18. 2:42 to go, third quarter. Foster takes a long one off the top of the backboard. Garcia with the rebound. Ben Garcia, a quiet 5'10" junior. He's just a good teammate to have. Works hard at practice. They get down low to Fazari. Gets it to Bingham. Bingham powers it up and in. Caleb's a load. He's a 6'1" junior. All-state linebacker on the All-State football team. Bingham's got 11. Nice pass there by Fazari. Now it goes to Burgos. Burgos on the drive, shot won't go, gets his own rebound, goes up strong, still won't go. Rebound Tice Wood. Irish up 62-18, inside 2 minutes to go, third quarter. left wide open underneath is Fazari. He misses it, gets it back, and puts it in. Dominic Fazari has 4 points in the quarter. Tigers, a couple of them are getting a little, I don't know if frustrated is the right word. They're getting worn out. Tough season. They're 0-14 coming in. Lopez takes it away from Fazari, who tried to steal it and then banks one in straight away. Timeout, Prescott. Lopez with the bucket. He's in double figures with 10. 1:26 to go in the third quarter. Irish up 64-20 when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old-world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live at Prescott High School. Irish boys in control, 64-20 against the winless Prescott Tigers. That last time out, I watched our guys go over to the huddle. Everybody greeting at Ben Garcia, who had that beautiful pass inside for the lay-in for Caleb Bingham. Bingham's got it in the block now. He'll kick it out to Wood. Wood drives baseline, pulls up from 12, can't hit the shot. Hartwig with the rebound for Prescott. Bingham, Fazari, Tice Wood, Quaddle, and Ben Garcia on the floor for the Irish after the timeout. We're inside a minute to go in the third quarter. Foster with the between-the-leg dribble out front. Gives it off to Burgos. He'll drive strong to the basket. Can't hit the shot. Rebound, Quaddle. Quaddle's outlet to Garcia. Goes off his shoulder, but he saves it. Irish bench like that. Saved by Garcia. In front court, Quaddle's got it back to Ben. Ben is not a willing shooter, though. Bingham has the ball at the elbow. Tried to thread the needle to Quaddle and threw it right to a Tiger. Irish turn it over. Foster the other way. Shake and bake dribble got by Quaddle, but then Garcia cuts him off. Kick out to Burgos. Three on the way. It's an air ball. Goes out of bounds. Underneath, I lean over underneath my vantage point on the railing here on the balcony. Quaddle and Foster went out of bounds. It was off him. Running clock. 8 seconds to go. Third quarter. They get it top court to Quaddle. Three on the way. Won't go at the buzzer. Fazari. Oh, Fazari grabbed it and threw it up there. Beat the buzzer. Didn't go in, though. All right, 8 minutes left. Irish up 64-20 here at Prescott. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DellGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential. But our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Well, I was off by 1 point on my third quarter score for the Irish, and Tice Wood had a three-pointer. I mean, I called it a three-pointer. It must have been a two. He must have had his foot on the line. So Irish score 12 in the quarter. Have 64 for the game. So Tice total is 4 points. Tigers miss a shot to start the fourth quarter. Garcia with the rebound. Same group out there for Coach Wood. Quaddle, Tice Wood, Ben Garcia, Dominic Fazari, and Caleb Bingham. Bingham triple-teamed at the elbow as it knocked away. Quaddle's going to chase it down in backcourt and hand it off to Tice Wood. 10 on the shot clock. Garcia deep on the left wing with it. Up top to Quaddle. to get it to Wood. They've got to get a shot up. Two on the shot clock. Wood will turn and take a tough one. It's off the iron. Nope. I guess it just hit the net. It nothing but the bottom of the net. It just didn't go through the cylinder at the far end of the court from my vantage point. Good defense by Prescott. 7 minutes to go. Arazo brings it into front court. Right wing pass goes to Burgos. Burgos looking inside. Nobody open. And we've got a whistle and a timeout. Coach Jay Potts, classy guy. And to his credit, his guys are 0-14, but he continues to coach them hard. They're not executing. He calls a timeout. We're going to talk it over. 6:54 left of the ballgame. Irish up 64-20 when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Give the gift that keeps on giving. Quality vehicle service and repair at Walla Walla Transmission. We service all makes and models with ASC certified technicians who have decades of experience. We can repair it all, from your large diesel 4x4s to your high performance sports cars and everything in between. Walla Walla Transmission provides complete auto repair and service. Call today to learn more. 525-8710. That's 525-8710. Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Well, still a pretty good crowd here. I commented at one point in the first half, what a great crowd we had. The gym was full in this small gym that I think some of the Irish fans who don't have relatives in the game, I guess I would say, have chosen to head home. And then some of those Prescott fans that have those little kids doing the dribbling dance routine at halftime, they've headed home as well. But still an okay crowd still here on a Friday night in Prescott. Irish up by 44 points after the Prescott timeout. Burgos will inbound it. See if they come up with an inbound play after the timeout for Coach Potts. They try to get it backside to Razo. Now to Lopez, back to Razo. He'll fire the three, and he hits it. Razo hits a Hank Warden Edward Jones three, so Coach Jay Potts says, all right. Coached him up on the inbound play, and they ran to perfection. Cesari finds Bingham open underneath. He can't hit the shot, but he's fouled. They got the ball on the baseline to Dominic. They call that the short corner. And then Bingham cut to the rim. And the Tigers pushed him in the back. I'm not sure who that foul was on. They say 32. That was Juca Beckman. Bingham's first free throws off the mark. Caleb has scored 11 points. He scored in all three of the quarters so far. 6'1 junior. Second free throw is up and also off the mark. Rebound, Dominic Cesari goes high for it. Goes up strong and he shot. Dominic's got some ops. He went up above all three of the white shirts. Tigers don't have much height either. Now, Lopez is standing next to Bingham. They're about the same height. And Bingham's listed at 6'1". I'd say Lopez is 6 foot. So Dominic's first free throw is good. Nice follow through. Dominic's got 5 points all in the second half. Irish should not shoot a free throw in the second quarter. Dominic hits them both. Irish are 5 of 12 unofficially. Irish up 66-23. Foster shoots a three-pointer. One go rebound, Tice Wood. Nice block out by Tice. They'll bring it into front court. 5 minutes and 50 seconds to go in the game. And Ben Garcia throws one a little high. Over Dominic's head and out of bounds. Ben had that picture-perfect bounce pass to Bingham earlier. That one, he just a little too much on it. Irish turn it over. Arazo gets it to Lopez, to Foster, to Beckman. Back to Arazo. Arazo loses the handle, tries to save it. He will right in front of the official. And now Lopez with it. Now Burgos. Burgos gets to the elbow baseline to Beckman. Beckman, 15-footer off the mark. Rebound by... shot won't go. Burgos tries to control the rebound, but it goes out of bounds. 66-23 Irish. Clock running. 5:12 to go in the game. The Sales boys will travel to Riverside Christian tomorrow. boys only contest, tip off at 4 o'clock. Dominic Fazari open on the baseline, misses the shot, follows the shot, misses again, and we got a foul on the rebound. And it's on the Tigers on the rebound, Juka Beckman. Irish inbound the ball, the opposite end of the court from my vantage point under the basket. They get it down low to Bingham. Bingham gets it to Fazari. Fazari kicks it out to Garcia, and they'll reset the offense. To Wood, pass on the baseline, to the baseline, knocked out of bounds by Lopez. Now the Irish will inbound it down in the corner from my vantage point, the corner, not halfway between the key and the sideline. Coach Wood directing traffic for the inbound play. They get in the corner to Dominic Fazari. His pass knocked away. The ball knocked away from him by Arazo. Dominic gets it back, drives it, takes a tough shot. Bingham keeps it alive. Wood will run it down. They reset the shot clock, and now Fazari double-teamed on the baseline. Kick out to Garcia. I think they want Garcia to take a shot. And he passes to Fazari. He has to shift. He's taken down. Okay, it's pretty physical. Hartwig just going after loose ball, got Dominic around the shoulders and knocked him to the ground. I'm assuming that's going to be on Gordon Hartwig. It is. It's his third. Tigers have committed 4 fouls, so the Irish will shoot free throws on all defensive fouls the rest of the way. They lob it inside to Fazari. He catches it. Can't hit it, but he's fouled. And Prescott's kind of at that point in the game where they're just hacking and hacking and hacking at everything. So getting a little rough out there. Fouls on Burgos, his first. Dominic will shoot 2 free throws. He hits the first one. Dominic, 3 for 3 at the line. He's got 7 points. Hits them both. He's got 8. Nice touch for Dominic at the line. 68-23 Irish, 3 minutes and 18 seconds to go, clock running. Lopez with it, step back 3 over Fazari, off the bark, won't go, rebound Burgos inside, he's fouled by Bingham. Good sportsmanship by Derek, helps Burgos up, they give each other a friendly pat on the back. So Bingham picks up his first foul on the Irish here in the fourth quarter. Up top to Lopez on the three-pointer. He'll shoot it, and he banks it in. Probably not the way he planned it, but he went behind a double screen at the top of the key and banked it home. Might have been able to hear that bank on the crowd mic, which is pointed pretty close to the back of that glass backboard. 68-26, Wood, 15-footer in and out, stays out. Rebound tipped. Garcia's got it. He'll reset it to Quaddle. Up top to Tice between the circles. Tice Wood, the freshman, pass left wing to Quaddle. Elbow, left elbow to Fazari. Down low to Bingham, and he puts it in. Reverse lay-in, started on the left side, reversed it to the right, threw some contact. Bingham has now scored in every quarter. He's got 13. Fazari knocks the ball away. Garcia has a loose ball, and then Bryden Foster runs him down, literally, just hustling after ball, and that will keep the clock going. And now they stop it for the free throw as Ben Garcia will shoot 2, try to get Ben in the book. ...70 to 26 Irish. Ben's first free throw is off the mark. It was over early, of course. The Tigers hadn't won a game this year. DeSales scores 36 points in the first quarter. Spencer Green hit 4, Hank Warren, Edward Jones 3 on their way to 14 first quarter points. Garcia misses both free throws and follows his shot, gets a rebound. Quaddle with it, now Wood, now Bingham, back to Garcia. Garcia cross-court pass knocked away by Lopez. Nick Quaddle will inbound in front of Coach Wood's bench, 1.5 minutes to go in the ballgame. The Sales will move to 12-3 on the season. Road game against Riverside Christian. Riverside Christian would be a good opponent. They were missing one of their top players when we beat them down in Walla Walla earlier this year. They kick in the corner to Wood. Wood's shot won't go. hit the rim. The shot clock sounded, but officials say play on as the ball did hit the rim. Quaddle with it now to Wood. Minute to go. Now over to Garcia. Garcia to Wood. Now in the lane to Fazari. Double team kick out to Quaddle. Quaddle will fire the three. It's out the front iron. Won't go. Rebound tip controlled by Austin Souza, who's checked into the game for the Tigers. And Burgos comes the other way and has it stripped away. So Austin Souza, a sophomore, is checked in. Now they'll send that triple screen. Triple screen for Lopez. They pass it out top. He's got it. He had Woods right in his face, so he can't get a shot off. Now to Foster. Foster gets it inside to Hartwick. Through his hands. Ooh, the fans got excited there. They wanted Hartwick to put it up. They lost it out of bounds. We're down to 12 seconds. The clock is running. Tigers will try to run that inbound play. It was off of the Irish. This will be the last possession of the ball game. And now Quaddle and Foster get their feet tangled up. And that's going to be the end of the ball game. Let's see if they let Foster shoot the free throws. Nope, they're just going to say that's the game. All right, 70-26. The Sales boys get a win and no injuries, able to rest a couple of players that were had some nagging injuries, and then they'll hit the road against Riverside Christian tomorrow. We'll be back with the Happy Totals on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough, insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla, L&G Ranch Supply.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live to wrap things up here in Prescott. The Irish boys complete the sweep. The Irish girls won 61-21. To stop a three-game losing streak, and Coach Woods' guys execute well. Everybody got to play, and going up against a Prescott team that was overmatched from the start, hadn't won a game yet this year, and they are now 0-15 as the Irish jump out in front early. 36 first-quarter points. Spencer Green had 14 in the first quarter. The Irish, as a team, made six. Hank Warden, Edward Jones threes in that first quarter, and it was over early. Coach Wood had a rotation plan of players in and out of the ballgame, and then about halfway through the third quarter, it was all reserves the rest of the way, actually early in the third quarter. So Coach Wood keeps his guys healthy. They get a win, get a lot of players in the ballgame. The Irish outscored the Tigers 16-11 in the second quarter, up 52-15 at the half. Outscored them 12-5 in the third quarter. at 64-20 heading into the final 8 minutes. Of course, a running clock the whole second half. Each team scored 6 points in the fourth quarter. Prescott, 26 total points. Coach Jay Potts got all his guys in the game. He suited up 7 players. 4 of them scored points. 2 for Martin Burgos. 3 for Bryden Foster. 8 for Matias Arazo. And 13 points for Scott Lopez. He didn't score in the first quarter, but he had 5 in the second, 5 more in the third, and another 3 in the fourth quarter. Prescott went to the free throw line just once and was 0 for 2. The Tigers made 6 Hank Warden, Edward Jones 3-point field goals. Coach Wood, all of his guys got in the ball game, 70 points in the contest. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 players in the ball game. Malachi Raymond and Manning Filan, 2 starters, did not suit up, trying to rest some nagging injuries. Jason Guest was not available either for this one. But the rest of the guys all got in the ball game. So 11 guys in the game, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 of them score points. Let's see here. 2 points for Nick Quaddle. 4 each for Cohen Wood and Tice Wood. 6 points for Mateo Jimenez, who got a start tonight as a freshman. 6 for Jackson Gazelle. 8 for Dominic Fazari, who suited up for varsity with Jason Guest not being here. And then 3 players in double figures. 10 points for Maddox Filan. 13 points for Caleb Bingham. The 6'1 junior scored in every quarter of the ball game. And then 17 points for Spencer Green. 14 in the first half. Hit another Hank Warden, Edward Jones 3 in the second quarter. And did not really play at all in the second half. So he leads all scorers with 17. The Irish go 7 of 16 from the free throw line. A lot of Hank Warden, Edward Jones 3s. The Irish made 10 of them all in the first half. The Tigers made 3 in each half. So 16 3-point field goals made between the two teams. So Hank Warden's Edward Jones 3-pointer got mentioned a lot tonight. And so the Irish go to 8-1 in the Great Division. They are in second place. They go to 12-3 overall. The Tigers 0-15. The Irish boys will travel to Yakima tomorrow to take on Riverside Christian. Tip-off time at 4 p.m. The girls will not play tomorrow. Riverside Christian does not have a girls team. So that's a wrap here from Prescott. A road trip for the Irish against a good Riverside Christian team that is tied for fourth place in the standings right now. They did not play tonight. So the Irish boys, hopefully they can keep the momentum going. So the Lady Irish will wait until Monday. Next week, a big week, 4 games, Monday, Tuesday, Friday, and Saturday. The game Monday, Friday, and Saturday, all home games for the Irish. We'll talk more about that on the broadcast tomorrow. With that, I'd like to thank you for listening. Here brought to you the action from Prescott. The girls win it 61-21. Our Dairy Queen player of the game was Addison Mason, 5'8 freshman. She scored in every quarter and had a total of 14 points. In the boys' game, we're going to go with Caleb Bingham, Dairy Queen player of the game, 13 points. He scored in every quarter as well, did the 6'1 junior. So those are our Dairy Queen players of the games. Please patronize all of our sponsors. Without them, we don't have a broadcast. And, of course, thank you so very much for listening. Great job back at the studio by Gabe. With that, this is Mike Spees saying God bless until I talk to you again tomorrow at 4 o'clock in Yakima with Riverside Christian. We'll send it back to the studios on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Fighting Irish Sports Action on 94.1 KHSS2 Classic FM. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.